In 2022, Brian Lilly Jr., a member of the UC San Diego Row team, passed away due to suicide. There were reports of verbal abuse from the coach, creating a bad environment for the athletes, ultimately leading in mental health issues. In 2025, Sarah Schultz, a runner for the University of Wisconsin, also committed suicide. The coach of this team was accused of verbal abuse, body shaming, and creating a toxic environment for athletes. Stories like these have become all too common in athletics and are sadly being normalized in this day and age. My name is Ellie McBride, and I am a senior at Idaho State University studying psychology with a minor in coaching. As someone who is passionate about sports psychology, in this podcast, I am going to talk about how coaches can make their athletic environment better in order to strengthen their athletes' mental health and make athletes comfortable in retrieving help. Physical activity has always been linked to health, both physically and mentally. We have always been told to stay active to remain at peak health. The CDC even has a specific recommended amount of physical activity that we should do daily to stay fit and healthy. Numerous studies have shown that staying active is linked to overall happiness. Sports have been a common way that we as humans have created a fun and competitive way to be physically active. So what have we started doing wrong? Although physical activity is linked to health and happiness, mental health issues are becoming increasingly common among student athletes. How have we turned something meant to support mental health into something that is increasingly harming it? Now, more than ever before, we are in need of mental health promotion tactics in our sports environments. So, the question is, what can be done? Before we can answer that question, we have to decide what the root of the problem is. There are many issues being developed in the sports realm that are causing this mental health crisis in athletes, like countless hours of training, less time spent with family or other loved ones, and the constant pressure to perform flawlessly. Although all of these factors are relevant in the current mental health crisis, the one that we have the most control over is the environment that we create for our athletes. A study by Kelly Courtney et al. Found that an athlete's mental health and willingness to get help was correlated with the coach's openness to talk about mental health problems and referring mental health resources to athletes. The article says, "Findings suggest that it is likely that college coaches play a crucial role in the molding the experiences of student athletes and impacting their comfort with seeking help for mental health conditions. Decisions not to seek health, in turn, may have an impact on mental health outcomes among student athletes who elect to avoid or delay seeking help, leading to unnecessary distress or impaired functioning." This shows that what a coach does and says is important, and effects can be life-changing for athletes. Coaches must foster mental health awareness. Another research study completed a review of a variety of different interventions, including mindfulness practices, body image and self-esteem interventions, and other mental health promotions. The review found that most of the interventions had a positive impact on mental health. Although structured interventions are amazing and have proved to be beneficial, it can also be way more simple than that. Karen Appleby, a sports psychologist and professor at Idaho State University, says, "The most important thing a coach can do to support mental health is to get to know their athletes and check in with them regularly. Coaches should openly talk about mental health, whether that is the mental side of sport, recognizing when athletes may need extra support during high-stress times like midterms or finals, or simply creating a space for honest conversations. Just as importantly, they should ensure athletes know that what mental health resources are available and feel supported in accessing them." Dr. Appleby's insights show that mental health awareness can be simple. A great example of a coach that has done this is the head dance coach at Idaho State University, Calissa Manchin. I asked her to tell me what her thoughts are on this topic and what she has done with her team to promote mental health. She said, quote, "Mental health awareness has become increasingly more and more important than when I started coaching over 20 years ago. I recognize how important it is for these young adult dancers to have the support that they need. We have worked with various sports psychologists over the years through athletics or just bringing in specialists to talk about the pressures these athletes face and how to deal with the stress of it all. As a team, we try to set aside time to journal and allow these dancers to work through issues and even have on-campus counselors available for them for free. I try to foster an environment that is welcoming, friendly, organized, and structured, but I also take time to meet one-on-one with our teammates to just talk and touch base to see what their needs are and how we can work better together. I believe with the rise of social media, it has made it more difficult to be a public-facing sport that is so competitive and grueling. These young adults are trying to navigate through becoming an adult, figuring out life, and trying to do what they still love. The stress is real, and I hope I can make a difference in these athletes' lives in a positive way." End quote. Destigmatizing mental health issues is not a hard thing to do. It can be as simple as talking with athletes for 5 minutes to make sure they're doing okay. Bringing in a sports psychologist or counselor to talk to the team about mental health, or even just saying to your athletes, it is okay to get help. Doing this not only helps an athlete's overall mental health and well-being, but it can also make them feel more comfortable to reach out for the help when they need it. These simple interventions can go a long way in an athlete's life, and may even save it.